That's the worst performance we've had all season since myself and Darren have been here. Just not acceptable. And I've told the boys that. I've told them I'd always support them and come out and back them as a collective. But we've prepared the right way. We've been on a really good run. But that I'm not even going to say the first half performance. I'm going to say the whole 90 minutes is not acceptable for a Finn Harps team under Dave Rogers. And I'm expecting a really big response come Friday.
I would have said there was a bit of an uptick from the second half. I mean, even just the fact that Sean came on within 2 minutes, threw himself into the goalkeeper. Okay, you're not going to score goals that way, but there was a little bit more competitiveness about you in the second half. You wouldn't agree with that?
No, I would do. And again, it takes one of our young lads to come on and set the tone. And we've got more experienced players in the team that should be doing that from the first whistle. Like I said, I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to come out and criticise people in public. We'll do that in the dressing room. But the boys are under no certain terms in that dressing room. That performance tonight is completely unacceptable. It was lazy. It was lethargic. It was just not what we coach or not what we expect from our players. We expect maximum effort. We expect people to run around for each other. We expect people to chase balls. We expect people to keep the football when we're in possession. But again, I want to apologise to our fans who still stand around at the end and cheer us off. And I told that to the boys in there. It's just unacceptable. Take nothing away from Athlone Town. They fully deserve the victory. But every time we get ourselves into a position where we can maybe break into the top five, we seem to just sort of stutter and we don't follow it through. And, you know, I've said it to the boys, they're a great bunch, but I will not accept another performance like that again. Mm.
There was no even response to the first goal because, yeah, Athlone owned the ball for the first 4 or 5 minutes. Mm. They get the goal and there was still no kind of jolt of electricity to kind of, okay, right, we need to get back into this. Any particular reason you can put on that?
No, that's what we spoke about. Myself and Darren were sitting there going, what is going on? Where is this? We actually thought the performances, we've had a few heavy performances and defeats in the first half of the season. And with this group of players that we've got now, we never seen that coming, if I'm being honest. Mm. Not in an arrogant way, not in a cocky way. They've performed really well, the new boys, since they've come in. And, you know, to get the result against Galway United on Friday, when we really stood toe-to-toe with them and used a lot of energy and you know, we were on the front foot. But for me tonight, that's not a Dave Rogers team. I will not accept that. And the boys know that. And again, I just apologise to our fans who've travelled to watch us on a bank holiday and paid good money. But the boys are under no illusions in that dressing room that I'm expecting a full response when we play Treaty United at home on Friday.
I completely understand. I wouldn't expect anything else other than obviously you're not going to single out individual players, but are you looking at maybe personnel changes for Friday or something like that to shake it up?
Yeah, but that's it. We've got a squad of players now. You know, we've got lads chomping at the bit who want to play. And with the game on Friday and the game today, with the quick turnaround, you pick a team that you feel can go and win a game of football against certain opposition. Unfortunately, to lose Ryan Rainey again, who was outstanding in his comeback on Friday, but he got a dead leg and we don't want to risk losing him for any longer because we lost him for 3 months. So again, losing Ryan, who's our captain, was a big loss because he drives the team and he's got real bite and passion. But the players that come in are more than capable of keeping a place in this team and more than capable of getting results because we've done it for the last 5 games. But that tonight is just, it's really, really disappointing from our point of view as a group of staff. And the players, I've no doubt, will probably be, like myself, I'm a little bit embarrassed with that performance tonight because it's completely unacceptable.
Obviously, your own mood is very, very clear. What was your take on what the players' mood was in the dressing room afterwards? Do you feel they're in the same place as you mentally?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're open and honest. That's the good thing about it. And we'll ask them questions and we want to know, have they prepared the right way? Have we as a group of staff, have we prepared the players the right way? And we leave no stone unturned in preparation for games. I'm just absolutely, I'm not angry, I'm frustrated because we're much, much better than that performance tonight. But again, taking nothing away from Athlone Town, I thought they were outstanding. They scored some good goals. We get the goal back and then you're thinking, okay, let's kick on now and put them under pressure. And we just didn't. We were first, second and third to every ball. And for me, that's completely unacceptable. And I do not expect that, and I will not expect that to happen again.
how significant a blow is losing points to, realistically, it was Athlone and Wexford you were kind of chasing for the playoff spots. So in that regard, this was significant as well.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at it, you know, it's a crazy league this year. Mm. I mean, there's still nine teams that can reach, you know, the playoff spots, and we don't look too far ahead. But when an opportunity arises like today, where results have gone your way, and you're saying to the boys, we've a really good chance now to gain more points and kick up the table. And then to turn up the way we did in the first half, I know you did mention the second half got a little bit better. For me, it didn't. For me, it was still unacceptable. And, you know, we'll be back on the training ground, ready to, we'll recover tomorrow, and we'll be back again on Wednesday morning, because this needs to be put right, because I will not accept a performance like that.